Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
You're welcome, everybody. I'm the one that did the rain, go away dance last night.
Thank you for that.
Have some pretty sunshine, some dry weather.
Yes, indeed. Got Larry with us as always.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Lucky Larry.
I am Sybil. Hello, hello. And you are the Tolos, the best part of the show. You can reach us 877-881-1053 or at 10 o'clock you can call Autoflex. The numbers are?
Any local area code and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you are in fact out of the area and listening on radio.com, always Autoflex.com where you can see all of our great Save Money Monday cars. We'll talk about those on the break.
Yes, we will. But first, let's talk a little bit about Corvettes.
Okay, so these are the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. Now, and the interesting thing about these awards is they're determined by a group of automotive writers. There's 50 writers nationwide. And they determine the very best of the best for this year's models in each category. So the first category I'm going to mention is the most apparent one, and that is the Chevrolet Corvette. It was the car of the year. It beat out the Supra. It is a mid-engine car, which is really, really a wild thing for American vehicles, but it makes it drive better. All of the weight in the car, basically the engine, is sitting in the middle, rather than over the front wheels or the back wheels. So it gives it a totally, totally amazing drive, and it's totally redesigned also. So that's really, really cool. The Corvette, by the way, has never had, they built it in 53. It's never had a mid-engine until this year. The truck is the Jeep Gladiator, and it is sort of a cross between an SUV and a truck, which is a lot of trucks are now, and it is really, really a fine utility vehicle. They determined it would be the truck award of the year. It beat out the Ranger and the Ram Heavy Duty, by the way. And then finally, the SUV of the year, the Kia Telluride, and it beat the Hyundai Palisade and the Lincoln Navigator, both of which were finalists in that group, for SUV of the year. The vehicles are judged on several categories: innovation, design, safety, performance, technology value, and driver satisfaction. By the way, the Corvette is still as affordable as any sports car out there right now. If you buy it in the base form, it's $59,900, I think.
Sure is.
Which is crazy, but and it's especially crazy when you think you can spend $100,000 for a Ford pickup.
Gosh, that is crazy.
Can you believe pickups are getting up to, I mean, now, that's more than my first house.
Yeah.
We finally made it to that. Because I remember selling cars and leasing cars to people. Wow, that's more expensive than my first house. You know, when I was dealing with somebody older than me. And
right.
I'd never even bought a house yet. I'm like, I pay rent, really? and now, I can say that.
Yeah, now you get
now,
it.
Now, that's more expensive than my first home. And boy, do I feel like a granny. But I do want to say, while the Corvette's great, my dad worked for a GM dealership, and he always said that the Trans Am and the Camaro were the poor man's Corvette, because for bang for your buck, sweet ride. If you want a sports car and you can't afford Corvette money, those are sweet.
Okay, so this award was established 26 years ago. I want to mention that. And in the very first time since 2014, there was no European vehicles in the finals.
Do you remember when they just hardly had, it was Datsun and Toyota, and they were these little bitty square cars?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Little tiny cars.
Times have changed.
Yes, they have. Well, they built quality vehicles now.
They did.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, good morning, everyone. Corvettes, Jeeps, and Rams all day. Samuel in Arlington, good morning, Samuel.
Okay. That's what you want us to talk about all day.
Okay, so in the same vein, Cars.com released their Luxury Car of the Year Award this week. And to everyone's surprise, It was the Ram 1500 pickup, the half-ton Ram pickup. And you know, it sort of makes sense when you think about the fact that no one buys that many cars now. Like the 7 Series BMW and the Mercedes S Series, their sales are down because people are buying SUVs and trucks. And so, and if you've driven, you know, we reviewed a 2019 Ram. I've not done the 20 yet. We reviewed a 2019 Ram back when they first came out, and that vehicle was pretty darned amazing. It's such a nice luxury vehicle. The one we did was the Limited, and it had everything on it. Lots of leather, lots of wood, lots of chrome. And it was terribly, terribly quiet and easy to drive. So for 2020, the luxury car of the year, according to cars.com, is the half-ton Ram pickup. It's sort of
that's
crazy still.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't see wood in vehicles often anymore. Am I just not hanging out in the right places?
It's expensive.
Okay, so I'm not. Got it.
Yeah, it's expensive, and it's expensive to add to a car, and it's got to be hand done for the most part, or some of it does. And so it makes it make a vehicle very expensive to include wood on it. The new Ram has wood. If you get to the Limited, it's got wood on the dash and on the console.
That's they've our come slogan.
And they've come a long way. I remember when there were customized vans and they would add these wood. Heck, we were still adding the wood trim to like Toyota Avalons later on because that's something they would put in at the port. Mm-hmm. The dash didn't have wood integrated in it. It was stick-on.
Oh.
It just stuck on. But then you could get these aftermarket products too, which recently have made a lot more progress than what they used to stick on those vans, you know, just cut out pieces of wood that just right. matched the shape of the plastic and applique. Then it had been shellacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And too much sun and stuff, the shellac stuff would start to peel off after the van was really old. I've been in this business way too long.
That's a good thing.
Okay, so let's talk about in the business for a long time. Let's talk about where some of the modern stuff that we consider normal in a car, when it was introduced.
Okay.
1950s, really the 49 through the 59 vehicles. You saw a lot of innovations in automobiles that were never there before. Basically, cars were buggies with motors. Mm-hmm. And then you have World War II. And then the cars that were built suddenly became more creature friendly than the cars before. And they had stuff that now we consider a regular everyday thing. But before the 50s, it wasn't everyday.
Like a steering wheel.
Well, no, they all had steering wheels. But we'll talk about steering in a minute. How about the first overhead valve V8 engine and ball joint suspension? That was the 1954 Ford sedan. And they had included that on the Lincoln a couple of years before that. But when they delivered the 54 sedan, it had an overhead valve V8 and it had a ball joint suspension, which made the car ride a lot more smoothly. Also in 54, they produced something called the Skyliner. And it was a car that had a fiberglass panel over the driver and passenger seat in the front.
Like a sunroof?
Exactly.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It was the forebearer of the sunroof, but it was permanent and you couldn't cover it. And so if you lived in Texas, it was a greenhouse, basically. And it was very warm. Even though it was heavily tinted, it was still warm in the front seat. Mm-hmm. Plymouth did the same thing in 55 or 56, and they made the entire top a piece of glass that was tinted. But again, more of a sunroof than anything else, but certainly a precursor to the modern moonroof. Also on the 54 Ford, it came with power steering, which wasn't common on vehicles going into to World War II. It came with power brakes. It even came with power windows. And now every car pretty well has power windows. But before the 54 Ford, none of them do. The 49 Oldsmobile, the first vehicle with a great big engine. It had a 303 cubic inch overhead valve engine, and you could afford to buy one Before then, anything, any engine of that size was terribly, terribly expensive. But in the 49 Olds, the first overhead valve, big V8 engine. The 1951 Chrysler, the first vehicle produced with a Hemi. And for people that don't know, that means that the heads are cut in a hemispherical way. It changes the combustion on the gasoline. It makes the car run faster and harder than it did before. So 51, Chrysler introduced the Hemi for the very first time. And also in 51, they introduced something called power steering, which everyone takes for granted now until your engine stops. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But when your engine stops, suddenly you appreciate power steering because you can't steer your car without it. Mm-hmm. 53 Corvette, the first fiberglass car. It was lighter. It made it semi-fast for a six-cylinder stick, which the first 300 of them were. They made 300 of them in 1953 and sold every one of them. I actually saw one of these in a guy's driveway clear back in the 60s, and it had burned. And he was trying to restore the car, but part of the problem was you couldn't buy the fiberglass panels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't make them anymore. Anyway, in 55, they produced the first V8 in a Corvette, by the way, and the rest of that is just history. In 55, also, Chevrolet produced new engines in their cars. They had a 265 cubic inch V8 for the very first time as standard equipment on a car. And then finally, in 58, Chrysler produced a car that had electronic fuel injection, something we all take, again, we all take for granted today, but it was the very first car with an electronic fuel injection. And finally, the 1957 Cadillac Eldorado Brougham. And beside the stainless steel top, which really set it apart from everything else, it had air ride. And a lot of people had tried air ride before that unsuccessfully, but in 1957, Cadillac did it and did it well, and that car had the first, and they kept having cars with air suspension after that.
What's air ride?
Oh, they had these bubble air bladders at the shock areas that just help absorb all the bumps and so forth, but let me tell you, when those go out, it's about five Jeezels.
Oh, it's
or
big
it
time.
Used to be.
Jeezels?
Well, the Lincoln was the one that had them that would always go out. And you'd see these Lincolns going down the street with a tail end dragging
almost
the ground.
Thought they were like lowriders or something. Yeah, yeah. Some special. It's like, no, their air bladder is out. And they don't want to spend the five Jeezels. But so on a Lexus, on those Lincolns, any cars that had that, it was one of those, oh, it's really nice until the air bladder goes out.
Right.
Then it's not nice anymore.
Not so much.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, have we talked about the Tacoma recalls and the Toyota moving their production to Mexico? We have not, but let's talk about that. Autoflex Leasing has a specialist named Jack Johnson. He's a great guy. And Jack sent me this story midweek. Toyota is recalling 700,000 vehicles for possible fuel pump issues. And that means that you can be driving down the street and your fuel pump can cease to work, which will cause the engine to die, which means you have no power steering or brakes. It's a real problem. Now, if you want to know what vehicles are involved, it's a long list. 2018, 2019 models, Lexus LS, LC, RC, RC300, GS, IS, ES, LX, GX, RX350. And certain 19 NX300s, RX350Ls, GS300s, and certain 18 and 19 Toyota 4Runners, Toyota Camrys, Highlanders, Land Cruisers, Sequoias, Siennas, Tacomas, Tundras, and 2019 some Avalons and Corollas. Now, that's a huge list of cars, so let me just make this really simple. You can go to toyota.com/recall, or you can go to safercar.gov, input your VIN number, and find out if your vehicle is going to be involved in this recall. There have, as of this writing, when I got this on Wednesday, there had been no accidents as a result of this, but it's 700,000 vehicles, and that's a lot, by golly. They're going to start notifying the owners shortly, and you will be. They'll provide transportation for you, bring your car in, get it fixed, and roll it out again.
Wow. It looks like the only Toyota is the RAV4. Didn't get on there. Oh, and some of their little tiny cars. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, and it's according to all those vehicles share the same fuel pump design.
Yeah.
And that's why they
make
are
the
all...
phone call, get your appointment, get your car, be safe. I drove a little Nissan Altima around for a while they fixed my Takata.
The airbags.
Replaced it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, how hard is it to get a standard and are they still reliable? Okay, they're terribly reliable and also very, very hard to get.
Depending on the car.
Most cars don't come in standard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a standard, certain vehicles will come in standards and it will show as the standard equipment on the vehicle. When you do your research on it, most people go online to do that. It will show a manual transmission as standard in the vehicle if it is offered at all.
And you might have to do a special order to get it.
Yes.
Or let's say you talk to a dealership, you know it's available, they say you can't get it, call Autoflex, especially if you're interested in leasing it. Well, on a new car, that's what they'll do is a lease, because same thing happened to me. I had a client that wanted an Acura TL, I guess it was a 6-speed. And
yep.
I was like, I don't think they, he goes, oh yeah, they do. So we did a search and found one in Austin.
Huh.
That was the only one in the whole state of Texas and had it shipped in for him.
Lexus. At one point did a stick if you ordered it that way. But most car dealers won't order a manual transmission because there is so little demand for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about
like
resale value going down. If it's a sports car, 100%. If it's a Jeep Wrangler.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not going to have such a great resale value with a little high school girl necessarily.
Right.
But with
she
all the guys.
She shouldn't be driving a Jeep anyways.
You don't think?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is our phone number. You can also call Autoflex when they open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see the great Save Money Monday cars. And let me just tell you how much money you can save. And it's according to how much money you want to save, really. If you looked at a 2019 Jeep Compass, the limited model, for only $359 a month. You want to save even more money? How about a 2019 Tacoma, the SR5, $299 a month, under $300 a month for a Toyota SR5. And finally, save even more money, 2019 Hyundai Elantra, only $259 a month. And all of those is all you'll be asked to pay each month for the car, no payment due for 45 days. Sort of crazy how much money you can save. Also, I want to talk about the Tolos that called us last week and got cars from us. First, Heather Davis got a Tacoma from Blake Ogden. Heather, we appreciate your business. And Chasta Waters got a Dodge Journey from Kyle Clemenson. And for those of you all who don't know, the Dodge Journey is the least expensive 3-row vehicle out there. So if you need 3 rows because of multiple children or multiple dogs or whatever you need 3 rows, you can do it with that Dodge Jeep, pardon me, with that Dodge Journey. And it's a great car. So anyway, Chasta got that Journey from Kyle Clemenson, and Heather Davis got a Toyota Tacoma from Blake Ogden. We appreciate you guys being Tolos, and we appreciate you calling Autoflex for your cars.
Yes, indeed.
There has been a tremendous amount of talk in the media, in the industry, about millennials and how millennials were getting their driver's licenses at a slower rate than everyone that was a baby boomer, and how millennials might be the bane of the automotive business because none of them are driving. Well, guess what? The new research is out after 2018, and millennials are getting licensed at the highest rate we've seen in 40 years, which is pretty darn good news. If you're in the car business, what that means is they delayed initially, but now they are all getting their driver's licenses. And a lot of people have huge college debt to take care of. A lot of people marry later now, so they're not as worried about having the transportation, that kind of thing. People are still moving to the suburbs as fast or faster than they have. So those people all need a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
It is over the past 5 years, there are 15.4 million new drivers in the United States. That's the biggest comparable increase since 1974 to 1978. That's the baby boomers back then. So the good news is millennials are driving at a higher rate than any other generation that we've seen since 1974 to 1978. It's sort of crazy.
Mm-hmm. But it is good for the car industry.
It is, in fact.
Yes,
indeed. It just goes to prove that if you push the numbers around long enough, you can get them to say anything.
Right.
No. Millennials don't want to drive.
They just maybe wait a little bit longer. Who knows?
Well, and when we looked at the average age of the customer at Autoflex, it was much younger than all of us thought it would be.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, much younger. So, in fact, they're all millennials. If you looked at the average age. Okay. I want to cover this really quickly. This was, and if you want to see this article, you can read it at Autoflex.com's Facebook page. The Autoflex, all of the stories we're going to do on the air are on the Autoflex Facebook page. Oh, and there's a couple of really cool videos on our Facebook page as well. If you want to see what a Tesla camera can do when hooligans try to vandalize a Tesla, having the camera there, it's a handy thing. And also, and we'll do the story later on the show, there's instructions as to how to execute a perfect 180-degree turn in your vehicle using your emergency brake. It's how the Secret Service learned to do it. It's how a lot of people learned to do it. And there's a video and a story to tell you how to make a 180 in your car. Now, you've never needed to make a 180 in your car.
No.
It's not hard, especially in the rain.
It's really pretty darned easy, but if you want to see how, Autoflex's Facebook page, the video is there. Okay, here is a list of the safest and least expensive small cars for 2020. And basically what that means is it got the NHTSA's best rating on overall crash rating, and it was built in 2020, and it's a very inexpensive car. You do not have to spend a ton of money to get a safe car. So, the 2020 Honda Insight, the 2020 Subaru Impreza, the Hyundai Elantra sedan, the Kia Forte, the Kia, this one surprised me, the Kia Neo Hybrid. It's a very, very small car, but it's very safe. The 2020 Kia Soul, the 2020 Lexus UX, that's their small SUV, the 2020 Corolla, the 2019 Volkswagen, there isn't a 2020, and the 2019 Hyundai Kona Ultimate all-wheel drive. Also, the Kia Soul and the, they're all of those cars are great cars, and they're reliable cars, and they are very high on the NHTSA safety rating.
So that is, why is there one 2019 on there? Oh, no, two 2019 models on there.
Because they're still selling them.
Okay.
And they got the highest rating that they could get from NHTSA for safety.
But like, is the 2020 version of the Volkswagen GTI not out yet?
It's not out yet.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Volkswagen is changing after the Dieselgate scandal. They're becoming an electric car company, and we can discuss that at another time. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, wondering why I see mostly standards in Mexico when I visit over there. Well,
hills.
Two things.
And
yeah,
rain.
Hills. And the other thing is they're less expensive to make. Mm-hmm. Just because you can't buy the car in the United States doesn't mean you can't buy it somewhere else in a standard. If you go to Europe, you're going to find a lot of standards. If you go to Mexico or South America, you're going to find a lot of manual transmissions.
And
they're less expensive to make.
And they're a lot easier to repair, the transmission.
Yeah, there's not near as many moving parts. Okay.
So I've heard.
Yeah. I was on a phone call this last week, and actually 2 weeks ago, and this was the discussion, when will there be self-driving cars? And this last week, a story came out of New York University from Meredith Broussard, who is a professor there, and she says self-driving cars will never be, in the next 50 years, will never be common, and here's why. And she gave this reasoning, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Nobody's in charge. She said she was on a bus in New York, and there was an irate customer, and the bus driver settled down the irate customer, and the bus ride continued because he was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you've got a self-driving bus and somebody is irate, who calms them down?
Oh, yeah.
If you get in a car.
My taser. Yeah,
if you get in a car and there's no driver, who do you talk to about something that happens on the way? And the biggest thing is maybe the safety issue. Again,
I'm not getting in a little car. I mean, even the Uber thing, that's nerve-wracking. The one I took all by myself, you know, I got on there and I made sure everybody knew where I was. I had everybody on that app, and then I just called and talked to somebody the whole trip. Just
for safety reasons?
Yeah. I'm not, yeah.
And so the talk in the industry is, when will we perfect the tech, and how much will it impact traffic, and will it decrease or increase accidents? And I still like what was said a few weeks ago, that you have to design an automated car for the dumbest person on the road.
Oh my God.
That's who you've got to contend with.
Yep. Well, that's the majority. No.
That's true.
I think it is, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, people. It just sometimes seems like it when I see these right turns made from the far left lane and stopping in the middle of the highway because you're about to miss your exit, so you need I don't know.
Happens all the time.
Or death wishes. I'm not sure which it is, because those are dangerous moves for everybody involved.
Autoflex Leasing, we have the smartest listeners in the world. You want to replace a transmission? If you want to replace a clutch in an automatic transmission, it's $2,000. It's $500 if you want to replace a clutch in a manual transmission. Yes.
Tammy wins.
Okay, so a lot of people have personalized license plates, and a lot of people use some reason for the plates, either their company name, their personal name, a friend's name,
nickname,
a description of the car,
their business.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, people go really, really wrong.
Size of their booty.
Normally, the DMV will send back your request if you request something that is already taken or that is deemed offensive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you tried to put a poop head on your license plate, more than likely it's going to be kicked back.
Right.
But what if you put null on there? N-U-L-L.
Like null and void?
Like null and void. You would think that would be perfectly safe, except they discovered in Los Angeles that people that wrote tickets, if they had an expired license plate or if it was missing, they would write null.
Oh.
And the guy with a null license plate started getting violations in the mail.
Ooh.
Yeah, lots of them.
Well, that's his fault for using null. That's a dumb license plate.
How about a guy that's a big sailor? He loves sailing, so he tried for sailing. He tried for boating. And in his third place, since he just wrote no plate, right?
Yeah.
They sent him one no plate. And guess what happens?
He got a
Anytime there's a ticket where there's no plate,
oh, no.
They write no plate on the ticket. He got a ton of tickets. 2,500 notices the first month. Same thing with no tag or no tags or seven X's in a row. In Alabama, the police write seven X's in a row if there's no tag on the car. Or this guy,
they put an X.
He was Racer X, and that's what he was known as. That was his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried seven X's. Yeah, yeah. $19,000 in total fines before they figured it out.
Man.
Nick Valtier moved to California. He thought he'd get his initials, NV, on his license plate. Guess what?
Not valid.
NV was what they put on not visible license plates.
Oh, not visible.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. So it's very, very, you have to be very careful when you order license plates.
I saw a story this week about somebody who had something that was like impeach 45, and they had to
pull the plate.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to get it taken off
or jail 45.
Jail 45. Yes, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Which that's so coded. You could say that's anything. You don't have to say
it's so coded that I didn't get it when I first read it. I don't keep track of the numbers of the president. All right, so I did mention last week that I wanted to talk about those 60s and 70s TV show cars, because I've been staying up late watching Mannix and Cannon and all those good shows, and I saw a car that Mannix was driving. I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was UGLY, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's a customized car. In season one, Joe Mannix went through several different vehicles, but finally they landed on a 1967 Oldsmobile Toronado Roadster, and it was customized by George Barris, who was the builder of the TV's Batmobile from the 60s Batman ABC series. remember the original Batmobile? Anyway, the producers wanted a convertible, and Oldsmobile had never produced an open-top Tornado, so they customized it. I gotta say, it's not a good-looking car. It just isn't.
It's UGLY?
Yeah, it really, 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 really is ugly. So you can certainly, we didn't post it on the Facebook page, but you can easily look up, you know, the cars of Mannix. After that, season two, he had a 68 Dodge Dart GTS 340 convertible. Again, customized with a K by George Barris, with functional hood scoops, Lucas flamethrower driving lights, a blacked out grille, racing style gas filler cap, a molded in rear spoiler, blacked out taillight panel, custom tail. I mean, it's a car like today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was originally red, but the executive producer wanted it to be British racing green, so Barris painted it, but the car still has its original red paint under the carpet. They put in a Motorola car phone, which is a crazily expensive and rare item in 68. See, I didn't even know they... I thought those were fake phones they were putting in cars when we saw them driving. No, those were real phones. So Motorola's been doing that for a while. Also, they had Raider mag wheels, like those on the Batmobile. They were originally installed by Barris, but later changed in the 68 season to Krager chrome wheels. What I found funny is some of these cars... You know, ooh, it had 15-inch chrome wheels, and now people are looking for much bigger.
Yeah.
Like 15 is what you get standard steel rim on a, you know, just about anything now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was rather interesting. It goes on. The show was on for many seasons, and so the cars changed quite a bit. They're all quite famous, but I just wanted to talk about that convertible Oldsmobile Tornado because it is ugly from every angle. I didn't get it.
We're getting a number of texts in about license plates. In fact, I'm getting them on my phone as well. Eden Lucas, who works here at Intercom, she saw a Lamborghini with the license plate, her loss.
Oh, gosh.
And I traded for a BMW 7 Series about 3 or 4 years ago, and it had was his on the license plate.
Ouch.
And the lady traded it in.
That's really funny. Okay, an Autoflex leasing fan texter. And this is coming from the one who likes the convertible Murano. This is somebody in the 214 that likes the Tornado. I just didn't love that convertible. It was weird looking from the back. I mean, I checked all the angles. I went to Google Images.
Right.
And it was two-tone. Remember the two-tone cars? Well, it was silver with red on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Not a big fan.
No, but it was an Intertech car. They paid for all of his highfalutin cars.
Well, and George Barris did those cars for years and years for a lot of different people. He did the Munsters vehicle as well. He did a lot of fully customized vehicles for Hollywood and for the movies.
Yes, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is our number. Or you can call Autoflex. They're opening at 10 o'clock. The numbers are?
Any local area code and then 234-1234-888-234-1234 if you're listening on radio.com. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great Save Money Monday cars. And listen, these are real payments, guys. And no money out of pocket, no payment for 45 days. This is what you can drive. If you're in the market for a luxury SUV, how about a 19 Land Rover Discovery Sport for only $489 a month? Now, that sounds like a lot, but not for a Land Rover Discovery Sport. That's a very expensive vehicle. How about a 19 Dodge Durango, the GT model, for $469 a month? Or if you're on a budget, how about a 2018 Focus for only $229 a month? All of those vehicles can be seen with a lot more at autoflex.com on their Save Money Monday specials. Those are the flex buys. I want to give a big shout out to Glenn Austin, who got his Chevrolet Tahoe from Russell Kinney this last week, and also Naomi Cambano, who got her Acura MDX from Brian Moran at Autoflex. Brian and Russell have both been with Autoflex a long, long time. They're both great guys. And we appreciate Naomi and Glenn being Tolos and calling Autoflex for their cars.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everyone knows that the Eagles lost to Seattle in the NFC wildcard game. I don't know that this is a direct result of that loss, but Carson Wentz is selling his crazy customized Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. Now,
¿por qué?
For those of you all who don't know what a Dodge Demon is, it has got, it's a Challenger with a 6.2 liter V8. It makes 840 horsepower. It'll do 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, and it'll go through a quarter mile in less than 10 seconds. Now, if you're a big Philadelphia fan, probably not from Dallas, but if you're a big Philadelphia fan, this particular car has got Carson's number and his signature embroidered into the headrest of the vehicle.
He drove a car with his own signature on it?
Oh, a lot of guys do.
That's so weird.
Oh, no, a lot of guys do. And a lot of guys have their number or their name.
That I get. If it's your number, that's like your identity. But
a lot of guys
do. Your own autograph? You want your own autograph?
Well, it kind of probably might add a little bit.
Guess what color it is?
That I get afterwards. But
guess what color it is?
Oh, please.
Green.
Yes. So if you want to see a picture of the car and the headrest and all that neat stuff, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, and there's a great picture of Carson Wentz's Dodge Challenger SRT Demon that is for sale right now. You can also find out where you can buy it if you're a big Philadelphia fan. We may have listeners in Philadelphia.
You know what he should do with that green demon? He should, Michael Phelps, you know, racing the shark.
Yeah.
He should race his car with one of his passes.
Hey, I could see that. I'm
make
sure
that happen?
The car would win.
Can anybody here on the fan maybe make that happen? Can you get Mr. Wentz to?
Right now, his car is parked in a lot that's got a for sale sign in it. So,
well, that's what I think should happen.
Yeah, okay.
He should race that car with his
pass. Mentioned, Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I got to mention this. Tammy earlier had the Mannix car on, the Tornado convertible, the customized car, and Autoflex Leasing Fantext, this coming from the one who likes the convertible Murano. I love the Tornado, and you know what? They were big luxury cars.
No, I agree with the Tornado. This was that customized one where they made it a convertible. It just to me wasn't, it didn't have nice lines. I kept looking at it from every angle, and I was like, well, first of all, watching this TV show, I didn't know what it was.
Right.
Ooh, what is that? So then I started Googling, laying in bed late at night. So I had to talk about it once I found out all this other information. There's more cars. He had a multitude of cars. Some of them got shot up. But we'll talk later about that.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I saw a Tahoe with a license plate. I'm lost. Mm-mm. That's great. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. The plate on my wife's purple Jeep Wrangler, Unlimited, says Grimace.
I wanted to know if that's like from the McDonald land.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Grimace that stole the milkshakes.
Or if that's the look on his face when she wanted the purple Wrangler Unlimited. Okay, as earlier mentioned, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and see the video on how to use your handbrake or your emergency brake to do a perfect 180-degree turn. That's there. And then there was a story this last week, and I can see this happening to pretty well almost anyone, but it happened in California, as most things happen either in California or Florida, it seems. There was a woman who picked up her daughter from school. She was 10 years old. You know, maybe you've told your kids, get off TikTok, turn off that computer. Maybe you should leave them on the computer because this woman's 10-year-old daughter took a page from her notebook and wrote on it, help, she's not my mom, help, with exclamation points. And she held it up in the back window of the car as her mom drove down the highway taking her home. It didn't take long before someone dialed 911, and the California Highway Patrol issued a warning about the sign and the car and the license plate, which the 911 caller gave them. And all of a sudden, there were six California Highway Patrol cars on her tail. One of them pulled around to the front and literally forced her onto the shoulder of the road. Of course, she had no idea what her daughter had done.
Right.
Help, she's not my mom, help, with exclamation points. It was determined by the police that the juvenile had made it up and thought it would be a really fun thing to do. Mm. The mother was totally unaware. And it, by the way, the CHP, California Highway Patrol, on their Facebook page, hashtag not funny. Yeah. That was what was put out. So advice to all parents, be aware of what your kids are doing in the back seat all of the time.
So I saw this story and it ended up being really, there were two sides to it and it was not controversial, but people at first were like, because the California Highway Patrol kind of scolded her on their Facebook page. They were like, you know, hey mom, make sure you watch your kids while you're driving because they're in the back and they're wasting law enforcement time. And then
I'm down with that.
But a lot of people were like, the mom was doing what she was supposed to do. She was watching the road. She was looking ahead.
Okay.
Her daughter's in the back with it hanging out the back window facing the opposite direction.
I know.
Of course the mom's not going to see what the thing says.
Rearview mirror?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Kids are going to do stuff.
And here's the other thing. There's always going to be point, counterpoint.
Exactly.
Jane, you ignorant. Remember?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I'm waiting for SNL to do some funny stuff over some things I saw on TV this week. We'll see.
Yeah, okay. There's a new one next weekend, not tonight though. But no, I just thought that was an interesting like argument. It was an interesting debate.
For sure.
It's true. Like, okay, so the mom is doing what she's supposed to do, but she's also supposed to keep an eye on her kid.
Well,
so who's in the wrong here?
There's a big movement for people not wanting to take blame.
Oh, yeah.
It's the kid's fault.
Right.
You know, it's not the mom's fault, but the kid caused six
The mother California had the child.
Highway patrolman to pull the car over thinking it would be a funny thing to do. I actually
think it's
see
funny.
It. I do too.
Yeah, I
well,
think it's
there
funny,
are
but
plenty of children that have, you know, lived to tell these kinds of stories
right.
throughout history. So this kid will be telling that story. Nobody died, which is great.
Right.
Yeah. It does stink that, you know, they got everybody all in a tizzy. And it's really fortunate that nobody overreacted and hurt her mother somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so
ran him off the road.
I have a feeling she's not going to have the best Christmas this next season. She may not really hear from Santa Claus. But
I'll forget about it by then.
Autoflex leasing fan text. Hey, it's now 2020. I think the Jetsons lied to us. Where's my flying car?
Yeah.
So we were talking about that in the break. If you go back to the 90s, to the 80s, there were all these predictions that we would be, all the glaciers would be gone by 1990, that we would run out of oil in 1980. I remember that from 1973 or so.
Mm-hmm.
The world would be out of oil by 1980. Electric cars will be the thing to have. That's another one, folks. And finally, self-driving cars, probably not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You
now,
gotta want one.
Self-driving vehicles that operate within closed areas, yeah.
Sure.
But we don't have anyone beating our door down to drive an electric car, and we certainly, people like the convenience of cruise on the highway when it's automated, where you can take your foot off the brake and keep the same distance in the car in front of you, and it keeps it between the white lines. Everyone likes that convenience, but nobody really wants to give up control of their car.
Wait, what about the Sunday drive?
Do people still like driving?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my parents would always invite us kids, do you want to go with us? No. They just like to drive around and look at different neighborhoods and lawns and just visit. Back then, you could have a Bloody Mary in your car.
Lincoln. Lincoln built a car with a bar in the front seat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's why this 56 whole or 57. Drinking and driving thing, it's taken a while to get people to stop doing it because, you know, we started out doing it.
Yeah, they built a car with a bar in the
my
front seat.
My parents had a cooler.
Yeah.
Yes, always. Always. They were happy people.
But the speed limit was also only 55. I mean, think of how much slower we were going back then.
Yeah. Not really.
Wait a minute. For Sybil, 55 is slow,
that's
everybody.
That's hella slow.
That is true.
That's hella slow for Sybil. That is true.
And now it's like 70 everywhere.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. No, Kramer's license plate on Seinfeld would not be possible today or even back then.
The Assman plate?
Yes.
Assman. All right. Well, if we didn't have time to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call because they're going to open in 5 minutes. Any local area code, 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And if you want to follow along with any of the stories we talked about, just click on the Facebook link and they're all posted right there for your convenience. Thank you to Larry. Fan Jam is coming up next, I believe. Question mark? Yes. Okay. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.